from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. warplane flies over South Korea. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber and two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea flew over Osan Air Base, located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. Lieutenant General Terrence O'Shaughnessy is deputy commander of U.S. South Korean Command.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb. North Korea's actions angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture for an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website late Saturday, the day after Guzman was captured by Mexican authorities. Guzman proudly volunteers to Penn, quote, "I supply more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anybody else in the world. I have a fleet of submarines, airplanes, trucks, and boats." Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. "If there was not consumption, there would be no sales," Guzman says about his drug trafficking. "It is true that consumption, day after day, becomes bigger and bigger, so it sells and sells," he added. This is VOA News. Egypt held an opening session of parliament today, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved the democratically elected legislature that had been dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood of the country's former president, Mohamed Morsi. An Egyptian affiliate of Islamic State says it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed members of the security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. Edward Uranian reports.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council are expressing their support for Saudi Arabia in its diplomatic dispute with predominantly Shiite Iran. The ministerial council discussed the repercussions of the attack on the Saudi embassy in Tehran and the Saudi consulate in the Iranian city of Mashhad. The Saudi foreign minister said his country, which cut ties with Iran this past week, will be considering taking further measures. Thousands of people gathered in Paris today to mark the anniversary of the jihadist gunman attacks on the satirical Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket last January that killed 17 people. It also remembered the attacks in November when Muslim extremists killed 130 people at several locations across France's capital city. Since then, France has declared a state of emergency and closed three mosques thought to have been radicalizing their members. The French president and the mayor of Paris attended the ceremonies today and unveiled a plaque in memory of the victims of the attacks. Pakistan is set to host four-way talks Monday on reviving the Afghan peace process. The talks will include Afghanistan, China, and the United States. An Afghan foreign ministry spokesman said the representatives meeting in Islamabad will discuss a roadmap for peace talks. The discussions were agreed to during a visit to Kabul by Pakistan's army chief, General Rahil Sharif, in December. Pakistan is believed to have influence over the Taliban, but relations with Afghanistan have been tense in recent months. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.